Welcome to That's So Val, the podcast where we do know how Houdini died.
I'm Hay, and I'll explain that Sammy keeps saying, I'm going to punch you and you'll die like Houdini.
First of all,
it's been three times. I didn't want to rub it in. It's been three times. It's just Alex. I've been there for all three. Alex was only there for the last one. Also, where have I heard that before? It was you. You got so shy.
I got shy?
For once.
Okay. We're here with our friend and yours, our first repeat guest, Dylan McKeever.
Oh, the first one.
Yeah.
What an honor.
We were honestly going to do this anyway.
100%.
Like, we've always said, just have Dylan once a month.
Yeah. Whatever.
We did this very last second.
To hurt our feelings, to come on in and rile us up, stir the beans in the pot.
People love the structure that you gave our pod. We did it, but the people did.
People are clamoring for
it. You really fixed it.
Clamoring for a little bit of slowdown, a little bit of structure.
You fixed it once again because Jeffrey Dean Comedy, legend of the pod, remains lore because he has canceled for a fourth time.
Friend of the pod.
But
for a real reason this time.
We haven't
doing
recorded.
Ayahuasca or whatever.
Still about his wife, and that's what matters. He's not a friend of the pod. He's a friend of me. He's actually kind of an enemy of the pod.
potential friend of the pod.
Is he my enemy?
He's on a pip.
He's literally on a pip.
He's been pipped.
What is crazy is that this I did text guy. You, what if he no called, no showed?
Oh!
Did I accidentally put into the ether? Did I actually ruin it with my brain?
Sammy texted me.
Yeah.
And said, it would be so funny if Jeff no called, no showed. He did call.
He did call.
But he did not show.
Yes, half call. And half. Yes, call, no show.
Truly.
I have to check my bangs real fast. I know that we're
right in the middle
here.
Of the pod.
I'm sorry.
Honey.
Well, Dylan, how have you been since, what is it, freaking October?
Oh, God. Time flies. November.
Time flies when you're in a pod.
Pretty you good. Live in an LA brownstone
I live
now.
In an LA brownstone.
It's just a classic. Brick building.
Leaves are falling on my brownstone.
It's February.
The rain's pitter-pattering against my windows.
It did rain last week.
Or yeah, slimmer-slammering.
Slimmer-slammering down the street.
Slip-sliding around.
I put my foot underwater that
Why?
Night.
Oh, okay.
On accident. Oh, like I was walking.
In mud?
No, in like a puddle. It went all the way
were
down.
Were you playing Pikmin Bloom?
No.
Well, yeah, right.
Maybe.
Yeah, you were.
Okay.
If anyone here listens... No one comments on Spotify, but this is time. If anyone out here plays Pikmin on their phone,
leave your handle in the chat.
Please let me
friends.
Know. Because Dylan has unfortunately unleashed a beast within me. I'm a Pikmin influencer.
Let me say, no one's played Pikmin Bloom like Hey Beacon. been seen before.
Can I ask this
question?
They're
putting in 30,000 steps a day.
Kind of. Sore. What's your question?
How many friends do you both have on Pikmin Bloom? Because you guys are my only friends on there.
Everyone who's my friend is in this room plus Jace.
Okay, great. Oh, I guess Jace is also my friend on it.
Some randos have added me.
I don't add them.
Maybe have like 15 friends.
Wow.
Okay.
You can get famous on Pikmin Blue.
I would love that.
The Reddit is really intense in there.
Really?
The community is like, they came up with hacks. They were like, if you go and geolocate a photo back in Hawaii, you can get a seed pod from the beaches of Kona, even though I didn't have Pikmin yet.
Whoa.
Don't get me started the
They're
way Dylan got me started.
They cheating.
That's crazy. So you're deep into the Reddit community.
Yeah.
I'm so smart
They're
and
into
sweet.
The lore.
Are you also in the Reddit?
No, okay. I try to avoid
you
it.
You told me about the Reddit.
I told you, but I don't explore. I don't read.
Wow.
You are the one who explained the
difference. I think I explored once to see what the yellows meant, and it was still unclear.
And it remains unclear.
Yeah. They have a symbol, yellow. Doesn't it should mean duplicate.
You got to get
on
the yellows.
Pikmin.
No, but I mean for them.
For them,
perhaps.
It's like a little symbol behind them that shows where they're from. And if it's yellow, sometimes it means duplicate.
You're trying to
sometimes it doesn't.
You're trying to collect park. You're trying to collect zoo. You're trying to collect beach. You're trying to
get
waterside. That's different.
Yeah.
Lots of taco.
You're trying to get... A burger.
Oh.
If you're collecting Pikmin decor and it's completion, you're living a full life. You're trying different kinds of foods. You're taking me out to the ball
game. I love it so much.
Okay. Did I walk a dog by the BMO Stadium last night and the Los Angeles Coliseum for the stadium?
Did you walk from your house to BMO Stadium?
I put that dog on a bus. He did not like it.
I'm sure none of the humans did either.
No, they loved him. He's adorable. And he'd lay down. And then the irony about being a dog is when the world shakes, you want to stand up. But I said, no, stay down.
No, Bert. Stay down, Bert.
So you got on a bus. You walked to the stadium.
I walked between the stadium and past several museums. And
you got Pikmins there.
And I got seed pods to grow Pikmins that are going to have a stadium decor when I feed them enough nectar.
There's nothing better in life.
Okay.
Right now.
And I took a different bus home.
A cigarette. Mm.
I don't want a cigarette. I want Pikmin.
Do you have the bus Pikmin?
Yeah.
Great.
Working on that train.
I love that for you. Yeah. The trains are harder to get. I don't know why.
I'm on the train.
You're on the train all the time.
Thank you.
Why haven't you gotten a train then?
I have two trains. They make a little papercraft train.
Oh, that's fine. I want to get that. How do we get that?
See, Dylan took me on a tour, on a literal live walking tour. And then I took Alex on a live walking tour. You haven't been walking, I see. Step still at 9,000.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
After all this
effort. We're friends. I can see your fucking
After
steps.
Your mentor went out of their way.
We literally walked for like an hour.
To teach you everything.
And I showed you the white Catalia.
The disrespect.
That was a really good night for me.
And then I'm going to, what happened? Where were you? You were getting fucked on Thursday? Okay, rad.
Hey, me too.
Let's go on a Pikmin walk after this.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You're having sex too? Wow. Great.
Oh yeah, Dylan had sex last night.
Was it really? Last night?
Wow. Was it yesterday? No, it was yesterday.
I'm really proud of you.
That's what last night means.
I don't know what day it was anymore.
Is yesterday different than last night?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Yesterday is different than last night.
It was the middle of the day.
You fucked in the daytime?
In the daytime.
Yeah, it was daytime.
I also fucked in the daytime.
We had to,
I forgot.
Yeah, there's been sex last night. We had to draw the blinds.
You had to what?
Draw the blinds.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you want to come upstairs and draw the blinds?
Oh, you know I do, girl. Yeah, that's what I say to my people. I go, you want to draw the blinds?
See my etchings?
Yeah.
You know about that one?
What?
See my etchings?
That's like a 1970s pickup line.
Is it really?
Yes. I'm going to say that to her later, and she's going to like that.
Do you want to come upstairs old shit. And like
see my etchings?
Yeah. I'm not even joking. That's like an old school pickup.
Tell me how you know.
I need to write that down, but I can't.
I don't know how I know that.
Pencil with which to etch.
Or, you know, like coffee is a regular one.
What?
You don't want to you want to come upstairs and have a coffee?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's.
Yeah.
That's like at the end of the day. Oh, you want to have coffee?
Yeah. But it's etchings.
It's etchings.
It's gone now.
Let's see my etchings.
Bring it back.
We're bringing it back.
Tell me more about this person who likes old stuff.
She's got a name and she's got an age. You know
like,
what I mean?
Well, what kind of old stuff does she like?
She likes old movies and stuff.
For example?
Casablanca.
Oh,
I don't know.
Wow.
Fucking.
She likes the classics.
Yeah, she likes the classics.
Romantica.
Maybe.
Classic for a reason.
Have you done anything romantica together?
They've done so much.
Wait, what did you say?
Have you done anything romantica together?
Yeah. When I love Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, we went, first day was pretty good, you know, romantic mm-hmm. style.
On Valentine's Day, you went on a date?
No. Yes, we did go on a date on Valentine's Day.
What
also.
Did you do?
Oh, yes. Okay, we went to Permanent Records Roadhouse. There was a show.
What's Pierogi's Roadhouse?
Permanent Records Roadhouse. I was doing the thing where I made my mom.
Permanent Records.
Pierogi's I did the thing that you said I do where I talk really fast but really small.
Talk about romance. Pierogi's Roadhouse.
No. Permanent Records Roadhouse. We saw Slugs.
I was just
the band.
I was just excited because I want pierogis in LA.
I want someone to fill me up with pierogis.
I think there are pierogis. Like I think you could get a pierogi.
I haven't looked. But I just feel like they're more of a New York guy.
There are a lot of frozen ones at my local grocery.
Why don't they make pierogi Pikmin?
Oh, they should.
What? Pierogi man.
Yeah, they.
We can't like talk too much about Pikmin. No one's going to understand.
No, but this is how.
It's okay.
I will give you my promo code.
Yeah.
And I'll get free special slots.
Hey, remember when I was telling you about how I posted about on Instagram about really niche Pikmin stuff and no one cares.
Did anybody?
No,
did a single person
respond? I don't think
respond.
I even got a heart. a single like.
31,000 followers and
no
heart.
Heart. Yeah, no. That's transphobic.
Yeah.
Because I was posting about super niche Pikmin stuff. This is why we can't keep talking about it.
No, but this is how we change it. Look, okay. There's only so much. Now more than
with
ever.
With our 50 listeners.
Now more than ever. I never played Pokemon Go, but it couldn't have been this good. It couldn't have been this fucking adorable and fun.
I didn't play it either. I kind of wish I did, though.
I'm just going to be honest.
I did for a sec, but it wasn't fun.
It helps you get your errands done. You go, oh, got to walk. And then you go, but I could get some nectar out there. Mm-hmm. Oh, you get fish head Pikmin? You never see anything like it. Except when you saw a fish.
Do you have a favorite category?
I like the snacks because there'll be a bag of open cookies and they'll throw a cookie up and then they catch it.
When they drop it,
yeah,
it's so cute.
I like when they put the fries on the thing. Mm-hmm. Well, then visuals.
Okay,
Alex, you'll put visuals.
I told you about the donut one, right?
You don't have to.
I got my first donut one, and he like hula hoops it, and then it drops, and he's still trying to hula hoop.
Oh, that's cute. My god!
And then he's like, "Oh shit, my donut dropped."
Pikmin, they're self-aware. They're funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're so
humor.
They got jokes. They got jokes.
Like, do you like minions? You'll love Pikmins.
Pig minions.
We're gonna be Pikmin influencers.
Pikmin influencers.
I would like to be.
Yeah. I'm
on, get on,
get in get there, on buddy. Home. But I want all my Pikmin to be blue, and they're not, and that makes me sad. And can I get rid of some?
Yeah, I release so many. You get paid in petals.
Let's walk. Let's walk to Santa Monica tonight.
I'm not doing that.
I don't have any beach Pikmin.
I don't want.
I want one with a clam head.
Monday night.
I want a clam head.
Monday night. Walk to Santa Monica.
Yeah, it's the holidays.
From the east side?
Oops. Oh, yeah.
Over my absolute dead body.
We forgot to wish everyone a happy President's Day.
Happy President's Day.
Who's your favorite president? 1, 2, 3, Abraham Lincoln.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, I love Elon Musk. Oh, wait. I had a thought.
Yeah.
You know how before the presidential election, those psychics were like, Donald Trump's not going to be president, and then they were doubling down after the election?
Yeah.
They were right because Elon Musk is the president.
His own kid said so. You saw that.
I did see it.
That was crazy.
He was picking boogers, put them on the
He was like, shut up, Donald Trunk.
Yeah.
Wait, but you
was
know.
That Ivanka? What was that?
No, that was the kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know who told me about that?
What?
Who quoted the kid was Jeff Dean Comedy. He's kind of the perfect person
He's
to
always
like,
in
describe
us.
What a child said to you.
He's always within us.
He goes, you're not the president. You should go away.
So cute.
Got his ass.
God is ass.
God is ass.
It would be funny if the kid also had a South African accent.
Oh, but he's African. Nice. I would have liked that.
That kid's either gonna grow up to be like the biggest asshole on earth, or like, guys, I'm chill.
Yeah,
you know.
Me and Baron like to hang out and smoke.
I was just a helmet for my dad after Luigi for my life, and it really chilled me out. Gave me perspective.
Oh God!
Wow!
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 Well, today, speaking of Pikmin, we did go to Silver Lake Reservoir.
Yeah. What's your bone to Pikmin with?
Hey, that's good.
Thank you. That's good. I gotta get my shots, and I don't know anything you're talking about.
That's a good one.
Have you Thanks. See, I gotta ask you. What? Have you been to Silver Lake Reservoir?
Oh, baby, you know I have.
I went for the first time today.
Why don't you tell people what it's about?
That's what they were doing. I'm from the Bay.
We know.
We are from the Bay.
We are from the
Bay. I know that means we are spoiled when it comes to lush, beautiful in nature, both within walking distance and also like within an hour drive. Like world class. There's water. It's not a desert that burns.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to give the context of what Silver Lake Reservoir is to LA.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Okay, go get into it. Go for it.
So, one thing that we have just in the city of Oakland is the beautiful Lake Merritt. Is it really a lake as much as a 3 mile wide puddle? I can't answer that.
Lake Merritt's great.
There's stingrays in it sometimes.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, it's brackish water. It's connected to the ocean, but it's still a beloved, celebrated lake. It's beautiful. There are lots of lime scooters and maybe bodies in it. But the point is, you can be right on the water. I went to Silver Lake Reservoir today. We drove up. And when I saw that fucking barbed wire fence, I said, excuse me. I can't see shit through that. I said, what the fuck is this? And Dylan goes, I know.
I knew immediately.
Hay said, I cannot see the Silver Lake.
I can't.
I know.
The fence around it is so thick, it keeps you so... It's a road. The trail is a road.
And it keeps you like 10 yards away from the edge.
More than that even, sometimes more than that
sometimes
even.
Sometimes you can't even see.
It's like, it's what's horrible. The point of this nature walk? We're saying, this is a jail. We're in jail outside.
Here's the thing, though.
We're in jail from the lake.
The context for LA is people like love it.
People
like,
do love
like,
it.
This is amazing. I love to walk around the reservoir. I love to get in touch with nature.
And they love that little fucking park where there's no shade.
Little park with no shade.
No shade.
There's no trees.
And mm-hmm. you can't see the reservoir.
People are super into it. It was packed.
That's stupid.
There are people everywhere.
A lot of influencers
like, we're getting
walking.
Out there. But then when you go, it's like...
You're in there. You're in jail outside.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. I think it's fine.
Yeah, you've been here too long.
That's not true.
And you deserve better.
Well,
you deserve we kept walking by. We kept going, that road, we should be on that road right in there. Sometimes it's only 10 feet
there's
over.
There's like a little road over there that's just like on the edge.
I tried to look at the water. I couldn't even focus. All I could see was fence.
I tried to look at the sunset. And just fence.
I said, what did I do wrong? You think I'm going to
put me in jail?
You think I'm going to throw poison in the reservoir?
Yeah, I'm probably too focused on Pikmin. Dude. Yeah, I go to jail.
I did get a seed pod in the middle of the water. I'm just saying, it is sad. The standards for nature in LA, it is really sad. Griffith Park?
I think there are other places for nature.
Where? Okay, what are your top?
I don't really like nature like that, though.
Really?
I love nature.
I'm allergic to
There's nothing better than nature.
Oh, because flowers.
I'm a little allergic to
I'm allergic. It's fine.
All right. All right. Okay.
You just get a little boogery.
I mean, I just don't go that often. Take you know, like, I don't know. I also think that the desert is beautiful. I will stand up loud and proud for the desert. I'm from the desert. I think it is beautiful. And a lot of people are like, things are dead. It burns down. Yeah. Everything ends. Everything's fucking finite, brother. You can't look at a Joshua tree and see yourself in it. That's your problem.
The desert starts dead.
It's dead to start.
No, it's alive.
Sometimes. It's a huge ecosystem in and of itself that is self-sustainable. There are prairie dogs. There are rats. There are scorpions. There are snakes. There are bugs.
I think I like lush. I like lush.
I think that's fine.
I like a... What's it called? Like a deciduous forest?
Don't say that word to me.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
I do not. I could not know less.
Okay. you guys over there know what that means?
What does deciduous mean?
Like piney.
Piney? Piney type?
Yeah.
You don't know, bitch. You don't fucking know opine or alpine.
That's right.
No, I think Alex.
I'm playing Pikmin.
Yeah! Oh my God! Freaking harvest those petals! I saw them glowing yellow.
I do think
we're from like I feel like the Bay Area is like deciduous more.
I see. Again, I don't know.
It's like a wetter.
That makes sense.
Lusher. Maybe.
What's the opposite of deciduous?
Sammy.
Evergreen or some shit.
Evergreen.
Probably. I don't love a pine forest because I'm allergic to it. I go to Portland, I'm extremely allergic, but I fucking love Portland. I think it's
doesn't the water like clear out the air though?
Maybe not really.
At least because exactly. When it's dry, it's like dusty, and the dust like hangs in the air. When it's like wet, it's like the rain washes.
I think either way, Sammy's having allergies.
I think the pine trees outnumber me and my nose. You know what I mean? I think that's all it is.
You're getting gang banged by the woods.
I'm getting gang banged by the woods. I'm not even getting off.
But in a bad
okay,
way.
Ladies.
In a bad way.
Do you like it when I say ladies?
Yeah. What is the opposite of deciduous?
Sexy.
I think evergreen probably.
Perennial. God, we knew it all along.
Perennial.
It all makes sense.
Perennial, what a beautiful night. Perennial.
Is that her?
No. No.
Your lips match your nails perfectly.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
What about my...
You should put your fingers in your mouth.
Do you like a finger in your mouth?
They'll sell this for $60.
Sometimes.
Depends.
I don't like it to go too far.
You don't like it when somebody bulimia you?
I don't like that.
Bulimia.
Just a little bit, but not too much.
All right.
Is that okay?
Whatever.
That's fine.
What do you like?
I don't like anybody or anything.
Oh. Nothing's going in your mouth?
No, only food and drink.
For real?
Alex went.
So that's what you call her.
Your food and drinks here. God.
You could tag that Leo bitch.
Food and drink is calling you.
I gotta go. Food and drink is dialing you now. Beep boop. That is your phone.
Do you know my passcode?
It just spells Albuquerque.
That's long. That's a long password.
That's a long password that I have.
It's very secure.
That's a long password.
It's very secure. May I ask what? Don't just.
Did you read a lot when you were a kid?
I did. Do I seem like I did?
Do you have like a favorite series?
Ooh.
Don't say Harry Potter. Don't say it.
Boxcar Children.
Oh.
What the fuck
you know
is that?
When I was reading Boxcar Children.
You would like it.
Yeah.
They live outside.
They are.
They live outside as hell. Their parents are also not around them. Mm-hmm.
They make a fun little fort.
Lucky them.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. I would have loved
when I read Boxcar Children, he would always describe when someone says something as like Susie cried.
Oh yeah,
and I always be like, "Oh, fuck's ever crying?"
Yeah, why is it? No, it's like to cry. Yeah, to cry out.
I didn't understand because I was a child.
Yeah,
there was that era.
There was that era.
I think it means like kind of like, like not quite yelling, but like
To
like demanding attention, asserting. Correct. Yeah,
yeah.
I like those books too.
You know what I like about having Dylan on this podcast? You're hosting it. You're in control.
Well, because we won't.
We won't. Yeah. We won't.
We're trying to vibe and chill.
Were you a big reader?
I was not. This is something that affected me for a long time. I was one of the first two in my first grade class to read chapter books.
Whoa.
What books? Instead of picture books. Freaking Junie B. Jones. Mm-hmm. Is this some shit? And I did try to read Goosebumps. Too scary.
Too scary.
Too scary.
I just thought they were like real.
Do you remember which one? Well, you were probably really young.
Wait. There was this other series that was like Frankenstein's Don't Teach Basketball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. Those were some of my
vampires
Christmas.
Don't blah, blah, blah.
Suck your blood. Or they do. But
they do, but
suck it you was off. That shit.
And they the will. Teachers were all the monsters.
But you won't like it.
It was like silly.
It was so it was like, because I've always been a little spooky because I'm a Scorpio, but I was too afraid because of Goosebumps, because of my real life.
Do you remember which Goosebump book was too scary?
Not at all. It was purple and green, though.
They all were, I think.
Well,
yeah, they all sort of were. So I also love Animorphs.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's because trans, probably.
I hate Animorphs, too.
Yeah. I like the butterfly one. Which, again, trans.
That's the most trans Animorph.
Why do they turn into butterflies? Do you remember?
What?
Why do they turn into butterflies?
Why not?
Because of the Animorph reason?
You can't ask.
Oh, like in the story.
Dylan, you can't ask someone why they're trans.
Actually, Dylan can.
I will.
So
ask.
Why are you?
I'm curious. Cool.
I don't know.
Okay, and you read Goosebumps.
Because I got groomed into it.
I did. I loved it. I was crazy about it. I told you I read a book, and at the end, R.L. Stein, the narrator, says, "Guess what? I was a ghost."
Whoa.
And I was like, my mind was blown. I was like, what the fuck?
Why'd they give a ghost a book deal?
Exactly. I thought it was like illegal. I was like, you can't do that.
Don't give a ghost a book deal.
I was like, you can't write that.
So what was his point? Why did the ghost want to lie to you? And then why did the ghost want to write?
No. He was the narrator of like the story.
Like the movie Presence. Like, kind of
kinda like Presence. He was like, I was a ghost.
President's Day.
And I was like, you can't do that.
Yeah, I was a big reader. I read a lot, and I never lied on my like little log. I was a very honest kid.
That's good.
What were your prizes?
I don't even think there were prizes.
Really?
I think I was just doing it for the love of the game.
That's pathetic.
Fuck.
That's I was getting personal sized Pizza Hut pizzas.
Yeah, same.
I would lie about it being my birthday, but that's it.
Albuquerque public school, poor.
Let me ask you this. Did you have Scholastic book fairs?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we did.
Oh, I bet those are gone now.
They're banned. I'm sure they're all banned.
I think
the Bible
is good.
It's the Bible, the Bible, the Bible.
Yeah, like
bookmark of Jesus on the cross.
Library.
Actually, probably not even Jesus on the cross, because that's too Catholic.
How much would you pay for a Bible?
I would steal one from the library.
Steal?
Yeah, from the library. I own that book. That's my book.
Well, you could just check it out.
No, that you what? First of all, you asked how much would you pay for a Bible if I'm intending to keep a Bible. If I'm intending to keep a Bible, actually, all I have to do is go to a church and go, please, I'm trying to renounce my gayness. Give me a Bible, dog.
Sammy, do you have a favorite Bible quote?
Yeah. It's don't be a little bitch. Drink my blood. And that one was Judas.
Judas said that.
Yeah,
Judas.
Wait, speaking of.
What, baby?
I haven't told you. I'm going to be a guest judge on Learn the Words.
When?
On the 3rd, March 3rd.
That's so exciting.
It's going to be me and Danielle Perez.
That's so exciting.
I'm very excited.
What's don't guess the words?
Really? You don't know?
I don't think. Okay.
It's like calling it a lip syncing open mic makes it sound bad, but it's actually so much fun.
It's a lip syncing competition, but regular people can do lip syncing, not just drag queens.
Mm-hmm.
Do the regular people have to like do a show too, or
it's just lip syncing?
It's just straight up.
Jordan wants to ask you guys if you want to get a drink after this.
Yes,
I do. He has to come to us, and we have to go to 4100.
Jordan.
And he has to download Pikmin Bloom.
He goes, "Yo, you pardon?" I go, "Hell yeah, baby." He goes, "Who's the backup guest you got?" Like, "Oh, you heard about Jeff and Comedy."
Oh my God! The lore spreads, baby.
Jordan, our Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan.
Text Adam, he'll come out too.
So Jeff probably... He already canceled Dylan. That's why she's here.
I know that, but I'm telling us to bully him.
Oh,
what? Not Adam. You.
So Jeff felt so guilty that he probably called Jordan immediately after we hung up to talk on the way to speak to the cops. I requested his
poor presence. Sweetie Jeff.
He's the best.
Jeff Dean at being comedy. The worst. I'm in love with you.
I'm glad you guys all call him that now.
That's Jeff Dean comedy.
It is because of you.
Not so valid button. Boop, boop, boop. Is this where the clit is?
And me and Lang.
That's where you, that's him asking.
That's so valid button is the clit.
Yeah. Yeah, we're little lady comedians and we say stuff like that. We're like the menstruation comedy hour. No men. It's women and non-binary people, but nobody who's had their tits chopped off. Trans women, welcome, we guess.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
We have to tell you about a Silver Lake classic. Started going in like it was an ad. I actually do have a business I would like to talk about. I went to brunch at this place in East Hollywood. It's on like Fountain in Vermont. It's called Jim and James. It used to be called Square One Dining. Now it's called Jim and James. It's a really cute bar. I've been at nighttime, but I went there for brunch yesterday. Their brunch food is fucking amazing. I had like a fried chicken biscuit with like pimento cheese gravy and pickled vegetables. Mm. And the person I was with had like a shrimp and grits kind of biscuit situation. And we shared potatoes and it was like peppers, confit and shit on top of it. It was so fucking good. They did not have iced tea on the menu. The fucking owner made me an iced tea and then shook it for me. It was so good.
Wait, why does it need to be shook?
I don't know. They just shook it. They were like, the bartender was like, it's good shaken and I've never had it that way. It had this little foam and it was delicious and frothy.
I'm about to shake my foam? Tea.
We should go next Sunday. They only have it on Sundays and it was not as busy as it should have been. And so I'm telling all of our friends and listeners in the LA area, please go to Jim and James. We want them to stick around.
Jim and James, is that gay?
Well, look, they're very queer friendly. Our server was like, oh, it's so sad that Ruby Fruit closed. And
closed?
Closed. And
Ruby Fruit closed.
Ruby Fruit closed. And I said, yeah, fires. I really liked having Ruby Fruit there to go, well, we could go to Ruby Fruit. And then going, nah.
Wait, I don't have $14 to spend on a freaking wine cocktail.
Yeah, literally. Vermouth.
Mine was just juice.
Anyway, so that's my pitch for Jim and James. I'm not being paid. I left them a really nice Yelp review today, and I'm not a Yelp person.
Okay,
Yelp.
This actually brings me... I did want to talk about this.
Oh, no.
Okay,
am I in trouble?
No, stop. I love...
How Sammy got their snort back.
We do have to talk about that.
I don't know why it feels like so magical to me. It feels like a Christmas thing. I know it's like Stella got her groove back.
What
it feels
I was like...
This is my vest.
That's the magic. What we all was inside of us all along.
Dazzle, dazzle. What's the inside? Oh, it's Sim.
What if it was just a wizard on the inside? Just like the longest beard.
Give me a wizard in here.
Be a lizard.
You said the longest beard?
Growing from the chin or from the
crotch? You said a lizard?
A wizard.
A lizard with the longest beard.
A wizard.
How long do you think like a wizard's pubic hair is? I bet it's so long.
I don't like to know about guys like that.
I bet it goes like right to the pant leg.
I used to have...
Dylan, how are you worse than us now?
We made her bad.
We broke you, perfect angel.
I used to snort when I was a kid and I laughed and then I stopped and I suppressed it. And then the other day I was talking with my friends about who has the best laugh in the group chat and Nassim said she really liked my laugh and then I said I like to snort a lot and I realized that this podcast has given me my snort back.
Oh. You know who also snorts a lot?
Who?
Jeff Dean Comedy. And it's so annoying because he can be like not doing that well when he warms up. Because he's sort of like me where it's like he pretends he's out of control but then like that's the joke in a different way. And as soon as he snorts, he gets everyone on his side.
That's so sweet.
He snorts in that fucking time.
Sammy got their snort back.
God, he's such an
idiot. It's almost like a Dr. Seuss title.
It really is. It's my children's book is coming out next fall. If I still am alive, then.
Hope so.
We'll see.
Hope so.
We'll see.
Can I come to the funeral?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just don't let him misgender me.
I'll be like, this man.
No promises.
No, that's good.
So I want to ask about Google reviews. Yeah. It is true. I'm actually disappointed. One of the nicest things you can do, and it's free, is give a small business a good online review.
Yeah.
Like literally, if there's someone you go to regularly for anything, especially like an individual, like a freaking masseuse or like a hair, whatever. Speaking of hair.
What's the last Oh.
Well, I want opinions because I genuinely don't know what to do.
With your hair?
Okay. I went to a salon downtown 4 times for fixes.
And she keeps, they keep gaslighting you a little, right?
Essentially.
You got to go to Shampoolio.
I went in. That wasn't the same word for you to say.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell your story and then I'll give you my recommendation. Because I asked my girl.
No, my recommend. I'm asking for advice on what to do.
Oh.
Okay. Just hold on. Just hold on. You want me to Dylan, do your job.
give me your mic for a sec.
Time out.
Give me your mic.
Just time out.
But hey, speak.
That's so time out. So I just want to explain like the communication that happened. I went in and she like, through no fault of her own, didn't have enough time. Well, this is now distracting. She was like, our system is fucked. It shouldn't give me only 2 hours for bleach and tone. I'll tell my bosses. I was like, fine. She was talking shit about clients the entire time.
I don't like that.
She was talking shit about like the way they were communicating. Some of it sounded valid. Some of it sounded like you're just having a bad day. Yeah. I also didn't really care until she fucked me up. And I was like, well, you're about to talk shit about me because I'm going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is uneven. I can tell you didn't lighten it enough. And she goes, I'm sorry. We don't have enough time. I will give you my personal number. We'll take care of it. She goes out of town. I come back. Yes. I go back. She cuts my hair. Before she goes out of town, she doesn't bleach it again. She just puts a darker tone on it.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, that's why.
I went back in to bleach it, and she just put a darker gray.
Why'd she do that?
And I was like,
no.
We had a whole conversation about this. Why am I even here at all? As if she thought that would, like, fix it. Then she goes out of town. They put me with someone else who's also named Maddie. Yeah, I'll fucking say it. And she just uses the same exact formula, which is not a strong enough bleach. My hair's now falling out.
No.
Because they bleached over it. Without even, like, if it was falling out, but it worked, I'd be like, work. But it's falling out, and the gold band is still here because she didn't update the formula. She's like, I used the same formula she gave me. And it's like, but we knew that didn't work. Why am I here for the 4th time? Yes.
We're going to be bald, brothers.
Okay.
Sorry, go on. You going bald, too?
I'm not going bald. It's a whole thing. Go ahead. Just,
I'm like washing my hair now and clumps are coming out. Like, I know you probably can't tell.
No, I can't.
But the only time this has happened to me before is when I went to literally my friend's hair school.
Oh, sure.
Where they're not real. And sure. You sign a thing that says we can't sue because we will fuck your hair up. And I said, sure.
Great.
That's how I know that's exactly what's happening.
Right.
And I genuinely like.
You need a hair mask.
I genuinely feel like it's my duty to warn people not to go there. Yeah. I went 4 times, and they tried to charge me to fix it every
time. That's actually crazy to charge you to fix it. No, no, girl. You said no, no, girl.
Word 4 times, that's like $3,000, right?
Well, I didn't spend it. I didn't spend it.
Oh, you're like, that's crazy. Repair me.
Yeah, but they try, and they're like, well, I'm a different person. And I was like, well, my hair's fucked up, but New Year's is in a few days, and like, is it not my fault? The other Maddie's not here.
Wanted to look cute for New Year's.
Is your hair still falling out? It's February.
No, it just started.
Oh, it just started.
This is what I'm saying. It takes time for it to start breaking.
I don't understand how people's hair works.
Well, I just explained it, but that's okay.
Yeah, they did just explain
it's okay. The point is, I don't know how bad it's going to get. I don't know how much it's going to keep falling, but I feel bad.
I'm sorry. Making a bad review.
Okay, all I'm trying to ask is, I feel bad.
Yes, I think you
doing a bad review, but it's like, do I, as a vigilante?
Okay, look, anecdotally, I recently left, you know, not so positive review, and that place got more trash cans. You know, so
they didn't have enough trash cans.
This comes up a lot.
Did not have enough trash cans, and I said it's lunacy that there's only one trash can. Mm. And since more trash cans,
would you feel good if you saw a review that was the truth?
Yeah, because that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
That could be you.
I want to hear
I think it should be you, buddy.
That's all I'm saying.
This is what I look for because I don't want it to happen to me. And it happened to me and it shouldn't happen to anybody else.
That could be you. You could be the truth.
I just feel so bad because, like, they were just all trying but dumb.
Yeah.
They were just so dumb.
I think maybe just leave the bad review of the... would you just, like... name all of the people and be like, this person did a bad job.
Should I name names?
You were like, call out post. I don't know. Well, also, I just don't like the fact that they
freeze it like a Lex post.
Literally. You should post on Lex also.
Calling my community
no,
in.
No, but I think that, like, it's actually, I think some, even if the review isn't that negative or whatever, I think it is important to say, like, if they fuck up your hair, they are going to try to charge you for fixing it, which is, again, lunacy. So I think, like, that's helpful for the community at large.
And,
right?
Like, a cultural standard. And, correct. Like, fix your system, which the stylists know. They're like, 2 hours not enough. The automatic scheduling system doesn't do the right thing. All of it's just wrong.
It's a local salon?
Yeah, it's just some bitch.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. And I think that you mentioned that they put for a bleach and tone in for 2 hours. That is literally too little time.
All queer people know
it
this.
It takes fucking 5 hours. I don't have any hair.
Have you ever dyed your hair?
I have. Yeah. I used to have red hair for a really long time.
What kind of red?
Like different kinds.
Was it like me? Like my red?
I had it like that for a while. I had it like alias red, wig red.
What if we
like
were redheads at the same time?
Cute. Looking at red brothers.
Looking at the same moon.
Do you think so? Yeah. One time, someday soon, I'll be on a podcast with some bitch.
Have you ever dyed your hair?
No.
You barely even cut it till recently. Yeah. You were so afraid to get a shag, like it would change
it
your life.
It looks so good.
It does. Yeah,
it looks really good. I kept telling Hay, I was like, Dylan looks so good with that haircut.
Know it,
and it keeps growing out even gooder.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
I really
cut,
just
I
like
want to fluff your hair.
I cut my hair like once a year.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, I cut it once every about 8 weeks because I don't want it to be long. You know, my hair grows fast. I think that somebody
end
at
this business.
I think you should. I think somebody at Shampoolio does do coloring because I asked my friend my girl Hera.
Shampoolio.
I asked my girl Hera if she does color because she's really good. She does not do color, but somebody else does color. And she, like, they do crazy different colors. Mm-hmm. I have seen it with my own eyes because I've been there while it's happening.
Is Shampoolio real?
Shampoolio is the man who owns the salon named Shampoolio after himself.
A man is named Shampoolio?
Yeah, it's Julio.
And he's real.
His name is Julio. And he owns Shampoolio.
Have you seen him?
I've seen Shampoolio. I've spoken to Shampoolio before.
Well, wow. That all makes sense.
Did you fall in love?
No.
You didn't?
No, I didn't fall in love.
I would fall right in love.
Okay, well, you better go to this goddamn salon, Dylan.
With a name like that?
Yeah. With eyes like his.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah. Well, let me close the loop real fast. Okay. Anyway, I go to Hera. She's amazing. I love her. She's from New Zealand. It's great. Okay, go ahead.
That was the end of the story. Already over.
She's from New Zealand anyway.
I simply don't see how that's crazy. I love her.
One more thing. She's from New Zealand.
I gotta say Shampoolio just one more time.
I said Hera because her name's Sarah.
Oh.
What the fuck is going on?
I get it.
At this Dr. Seuss's haircutting school for the blind. What the fuck is this?
Nobody's blind. Do you think she could do this hair blind? Do you think she could do Ryan's hair blind or Anders's hair blind or Danny's hair blind? She's got great hair. We all got good hair because of Hera. I Shampoolio.
I really thought she was like Greek.
Sammy wishes.
Boom. Boom.
Because the girl Sammy likes is Greek.
You like him Greek? Like
so
him
what
Greek?
Was your story?
Okay.
One more thing. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, where's Julio from?
Anything else?
No, go ahead, girl.
I hope you remember.
So I got a new mattress.
Right.
like when I moved.
From
when I moved
a guy
in.
Named Matt, but he goes by mattress.
I call him mattress. I said, do you know Shampoolio? He's like, no.
He said, we don't speak.
We do not speak.
We were brothers, but now we're not.
So when I moved, I got a new mattress from the last person that lived there.
Ooh.
Oh.
And I was like, whatever. I was desperate because I was like, sure, I need a bed to sleep on. I'll take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, you didn't even have a chair for like a long time.
No, I sat on the ground.
Yeah.
And so for like months, I was just like super sweaty in bed.
Yeah.
Like I get all sweaty. And sometimes that happens, but a lot of, like some beds I'm okay, some beds I'm all sweaty.
Yeah. Some beds are wet and some are sweaty. What?
Me sweaty.
In some it depends on the bed?
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't depend on the
We're
sheets.
We're just
baby?
Talking about blankets.
I get all sweaty.
What's the mystery?
So I'm like, I guess I'm sweaty in this bed. And so
did you get one of those beds that's like cool technology?
No. I was like,
obviously
I was,
not.
I was like, I guess I'm just sweaty in this bed. I don't like what? It.
Is it the you're saying the material of mattress? A bed is so many things. There's truly the mattress.
I know you think that.
There's the sheets. There's the duvet, and there's even what you're wearing.
No, I know. I think it's the mattress.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay, because I brought my other comforter and stuff. That I was
non-sweaty. Non-sweat comforter.
Yeah, okay. You were still sweating?
I was still sweating. So I know it's the mattress because All the other stuff is the same. There's only one variable that's changed. I don't know why it's so complicated.
It's not. I just, well, when you say the words, you mean I can be right there with
anyway,
you.
Anyway, I'm sweating my ass off every night.
Were you sweating? You got a new...
And I don't like it. I don't identify as a sweaty bed person.
Okay. You know? Okay. I got some questions. I got some questions.
There's more to the story. There's more to the story.
I did know there was more.
So the other night, I well, like...
hasn't really started.
It honestly has not even started.
Now that we know what a... Now that we're all on the same page about what a bed is, we can start the story.
This is hard. Okay, so... So the other night, I'm so sweaty. So I took the mattress topper off.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I learned that I was sleeping on the wrong side of the mattress for 4 months.
Do you mean there's like a hard plastic bottom?
Yes. Yes. One
so
side
that's
was,
why you were sweating?
One side was like hard plastic. Oh, and the other side was like memory foam, like cushy.
Oh my God.
So you were just sleeping on like basically like a
sweat. It was like
sweat.
Plastic and then more sure. Plastic.
Okay. Yeah. Like when people like wear a garbage bag to work out. That's what you were doing all night.
Well, yes. But at nighttime. Yeah. Are you trying to make weight?
Yeah. Trying to get down. Trying to get real so
you
small.
Trying to get up to get down.
I flipped it over and it's been wonderful. It's been so nice.
You haven't been sweating?
No.
Great.
My sweats are gone and it's so comfy.
I'm sleeping on a mattress is comfy.
Yeah. Well, I'm also used to mattresses like they're both the same on both sides usually.
Yeah.
Not this shit.
No,
this
totally.
It was clearly not. Anyway, I think it's important to like punish yourself a little bit.
What? Yeah.
And
I
then
agree.
You like switch it over and it's so nice. I like love getting into bed now. I'm not gonna sweat at all.
I'm not going to sweat at all.
It's like, I'm not sleeping in a plastic bag
anymore.
Can
I be honest? Because Dylan texted me this the other day, and I was like, I don't know what this means. And I kind of never circled back, and I'm sorry.
No, he was the only person I told this to, and they didn't respond at all.
And so you didn't get the validation you needed. So you called the cops on Jeff Dean's wife so that you could become the guest and talk to me about it, get my thoughts on
That's
it.
That's exactly what happened.
And make Hay listen to your big story again.
I'm That's really right. glad we I brought
see.
It up.
I see.
What did you think I meant when I was going on?
I just couldn't think about it that much. I was sort of like, I guess I'll figure this out.
Well,
because
we were talking about Pikmin, I just threw it out there.
Yeah.
Every day we talk about Pikmin. We text and text and text Pikmin. And I was like, guess what? I was sleeping on the wrong side of my mattress. And you were just like, bye. Nothing. No response.
Yeah. When,
like we were in the mid-conversation.
Hey,
I caught the mid-conversation. Boom, boom. Back and forth, back and forth. I was like.
When you say something Hay doesn't like in a text, you're never hearing from them.
Yeah, I was like, Pikmin. Guess what? Mattress.
No. Hard stop. Absolutely. That's a hard boundary for them. They're from outside. They don't need that. They don't need that part of your life.
Anyway.
That's so funny.
Thank you, Dylan, for
you
giving
ever sweating?
Are you guys sweaty sleepers?
You didn't say the sweat. I would have responded to the sweat stuff. Be quiet.
I don't like it when you're in a bad mood. I know, I'm joking.
Crying my
Answer
eyes.
My question,
I
though. Are you guys sweaty sleepers?
Okay,
what's going
not
on?
Not really. I'm sweating now. My undercarriage is soaked.
That's nice.
Whoa.
What were you going to say, baby doll?
I think that I am sweaty. This isn't funny. No, if I get overheated at night, I will wake up drenched and I'll be like, this is so fucking embarrassing. And then
it's like you piss the bed.
Yeah, literally. I get overheated very, very easily. Mm. I run really hot. Well, actually, my blood temp is low. I'm like 96 degrees as a person.
Lizard.
Which means, okay, no, listen, you think it's nuts? I'll explain it with the fever. When you have a fever, you feel cold because the world is relatively cold around you. I'm opposite, okay? I'm cold, so the world's always relatively hot.
That's why you're so confused all the time.
It's a slut temperature. I'm a slut temperature.
Yeah, you're a big slut.
I gotta wear nothing all the time and be comfortable.
Do you wear anything to bed?
Ooh, mommy.
If I will sleep, I hate to say it, naked if I can.
Do you put a fan on yourself ever?
I have a humidifier and an air purifier. Mm-hmm. But no, I have air conditioning.
Ooh. It's pretty easy because I live in one room.
That's true.
It's not expensive to cool a studio apart.
Okay, to our next guest. Do you ever get sleep? Do you ever get sweaty when you sleep?
Sometimes, but not. I'm not that sweaty of a person in general, I don't think. You know, although, since the first time I took testosterone, it did make me sweatier.
Oh,
it did
no.
make me sweatier.
I don't like that. Do you like that?
Not, I mean, no.
If you like it, I want to support you.
No, I appreciate it, but I don't
sweatiness
need...
Sweatiness and affirm
really
your gender?
I don't really need, like, that level of validation. You know, I'm not one of these people that, like, gets
you're
upset.
Like, yeah, now I'm gross.
Yeah, now, oh, yeah. I love that for me, because men are gross. Oh, my little sick
me, I'm
little
sticky.
I'm sticky.
Now I'm sticky all the time.
Sticky like a man.
I'm sticky and wet. Sorry.
Sorry, ladies. My scent did change for a bit, but it switched back after I stopped taking it.
Can you describe the new scent?
Worse.
Worse.
Yeah, like just stronger.
Yeah,
word.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you were like, I smell a man in my own bed.
I mean, kind of.
I could see that.
It did smell different. And I was like, oh.
Was it like, did it smell like a man or like a teenager?
Kind of like a teenager.
Oh.
Kind of like, just like sweat.
Oh, teen That's Sammy's back.
They're doing different stuff over there.
Mm-hmm. They're kissing.
Lang and Alex are making out. Like,
they love to kiss.
They love to kiss. And wait, do we know what time we're at? Oh, great. Well, I knew. A mother knows.
Did you like?
A mother knows.
Did you like?
I'm getting so fucking good at knowing shit.
Do you like my bed story?
I loved it, girl.
You know what's crazy?
What?
It's just like,
tell me
when
everything.
You live alone, just stuff happens to you and you're just like looking around and you're
and
like,
there's somebody to share with?
Yeah.
Whereas.
You text your best friend and they
what happened?
So you have to orchestrate a large series of things to get on their pod again.
You have it's to like, get their police involved to get a text back from me.
It's like, I'm either going to tell this to my friend or 30 people on the pod.
You think we have 30 listeners?
We have more than that. Some most of the time.
At least 50, 60 weekly, which is actually shocking.
That's great. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Thanks for tuning in. What's your favorite part?
Did you say part or park?
Park.
That wasn't the wrong part.
That's true.
This fish said face favorite park part.
Do you have your part?
Of the pod so far?
Yeah.
The fact that you're here, girl.
Oh, I meant body.
Oh, body? That depends on the person.
Like, what if it's just, like, by itself? Like, it floating?
No. Each person I have a different favorite part for.
That's so beautiful and pansexual of you.
Yeah. Pansexual? I would never call myself pansexual.
I called Sammy that and think I'm mad at
you. I didn't get mad at you.
Are you strongly bi?
I'm strongly bi in that I think pansexual is annoying. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I don't like either of them.
Okay, yeah, you like queer, right?
I don't like the people.
I don't like the people.
Yeah, I don't want to be associated.
I barely want to be bi, and I barely want to be non-binary. These non-binary people are embarrassing.
I'm being serious. When I came out, I was like, I'm going to be non-binary. I'm not a part of the queer community. I genuinely felt that way.
Uh-oh.
We got
somebody, a different kind of guy over
you're
here.
Straight non-binary.
It wasn't even about straight. It wasn't even about straight. I was just like, but I think I'm different. I was like, I don't think I do all
I'm
that
just
stuff.
Hey, you do think you're different.
A libertarian non-binary is kind of like.
That is funny.
That's just how I felt. I'm going to be honest. I was trying to reject them before they rejected me. And then that didn't happen. No one rejected me. I almost gave you my elbow. Like
I
that
love
thing
you, baby
you
doll.
Spin for me.
No, it doesn't work out.
I really thought
I know what you did. You really tried to make it happen. Should we do trends?
Well, you went to Omaha.
Oh, yeah, I did go to Omaha. It was snowy as fuck there, dude.
Did.
Okay, me and Adam hung out afterwards, and it was time for me to go home, and it was, like, really snowy on the road. It had, like, snowed that day, and so all the, like, roads weren't really, like, super plowed in a real way. It was just, like, really icy and really whatever. But sold out show, everybody came, which was nice. But I was
nice
like,
but
it comes, it's beautiful. It was like 11 p.m. and my flight the next day was at like 6, so I had to get up at like 4:30 or some crazy shit. You know, like it was like a problem.
Is that when I FaceTimed you?
think I FaceTimed Sammy during the 3 hours they had to sleep.
Oh, it was because, that was the next night. That was
you,
the next
me
night.
And Jeff were talking shit about the same person, and I wanted to tell you. Keep going.
Anyway, so I called an Uber, and like literally for 35 minutes, nobody picked up my Uber call. And I was like, I do have to get back to my hotel because all my shit is over there. Like my work computer's there, like all this stuff. I need to like get it so that I can go to the hotel.
Like,
I even
it was just
up,
saying searching for your
it was
driver.
Searching, searching, searching. I did Uber, I did Lyft. Adam was doing it. We like called a cab company. We like finally went down to the lobby of the hotel he was staying at, and we were like, hey, do you have like a car service? Because sometimes, you know, they do like have one that they like partner with or whatever. And they were like, nah, we use Uber and Lyft.
Shh, Omaha, think, more like Nomaha.
Literally, you know what I mean? Literally. But then finally, we were talking to the very nice check-in person, and I get a call on my phone. Somebody had finally picked up my Lyft thing, like had assigned a driver or whatever. Somebody accepted it. No, they weren't outside yet. They called me and was like, hey, it said I'm 10 minutes away, but I'm going to drive slower because it's real like icy out there. I was like, thank God. That's so fair. He was like, and I'm also going to fuel up. And I was like, you do what you got to do. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you being safe for yourself and also me.
This is so Midwestern.
It's so Midwestern. So nice. And also, at this time, I had also scheduled a pickup, like a Lyft pickup the next morning for 3:30 a.m. to get to the airport. And I'd already been assigned somebody. And I was like, fuck, what if they like cancel on me or something the next morning? I was like stressed out about that. But he picks me up and I like express this to him. And the guy goes, well, I mean, I could stay up that late. I could pick you up. And I was like, oh, this is scary. I have fear
really?
In my heart. Well, I wasn't actually scared of him, but I was like, I would like to go through the proper channels. I'd already been assigned somebody, right? Like,
but I think I've done that before. You can just schedule with the guy.
Oh, really? Is that what he was saying?
it's like a way to cheat Uber out of money.
Oh, really, really, really?
Yeah. Damn it. Like, if you have someone pick you up and you ask, like, how much money is Uber charging you?
Yeah.
You'd be like, I'll give you like 3/4 of that.
Yeah. So they take like 70% otherwise. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I paid $22 for Uber the other night and she got $9.
That's crazy. So, and that's without
tip. So in that
tip.
Situation, you could be like, I'll give you like $20 to just take me wherever and cancel the ride.
Totally. I didn't want to do that. I just wanted to do it through the proper channel just in case. But it ended up working out. Also, the show was really fun. To be fair, I had a great time. Omaha is wonderful. Wonderful time. And also, people just kept saying, like, you know, we don't get a lot of comedians like you around here.
That's what they
say. In a very complimentary way, which was nice. And then Minneapolis was amazing.
They say that in LA, too, right? About you?
Yeah. They go, you have punchlines. That's different for us.
Ooh. Get them.
I do have punchlines is
get
something about me.
Did you eat anywhere fun in Nebraska?
I didn't. I had actually a pretty good curry potato salad.
Curry?
Just like curried potato salad.
Curry
yeah.
Potato salad. Where?
It was just like at a cafe that across the street from the venue. It was just good. Oh. Yeah.
Do you ever go to diners while you're?
Love to go to a diner.
Yeah.
The only time I've
what do you like to get?
A diner in the Midwest, they told me I couldn't cuss so loud. But I didn't even get that. That's what they were saying. They came up and they were so friendly. It was like a group of comics. We were like all having a really good time together, I thought. And then it came out to me. I just go, so we're a family establishment. And I went, that's awesome.
It took so much bravery for them to do that.
The other comics were like, they're saying that we were cussing really loud. And I was like, oh, why didn't they just say that?
Because it's the Midwest. Because they can't really, like, be direct with you there. You know, it's illegal in all of their states. Your state touches one of the Great Lakes, it's illegal to ask for what you want.
Mm.
Directly.
Never been.
I love.
Must have taken so much courage for them to say that to you.
Yeah.
I think that probably they got complaints.
Yeah, that's probably all that happened.
I think they were pushed into it.
I love a diner.
Do you love to cuss?
Yeah.
Turns out. Okay. From editing our clips, I've learned I do.
What do you like to eat at a diner?
Chicken fried steak.
What is that?
Fucking love it.
They fry
the steak like it's chicken. Like in the kind of batter. And
sorry.
What are you doing? What are the sides?
I missed it because I was yawning.
Mashed potatoes or hash browns.
That's a heavy meal. That's a man's meal.
Oh, my God.
Meal for a man who smells different.
He smells different.
I either do that or I do like an egg situation, mm-hmm. you know, like an egg to bacon. Whatever. Yeah. And that's good. What do you get from a diner?
I used to like to get like whatever kind of like lumberjack special.
Yeah.
I also love a man's meal.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Like I want eggs. Uh-huh. I want a meat. Uh-huh. I want potatoes. Uh-huh. And I want like a sweet. Like a sweet, yes.
Yeah.
But that's like bad for me. So I try to stop. I try to chill.
Mm-hmm.
I try to do like a veggie omelet kind of thing now with the potatoes.
What is your favorite breakfast sweet guy? Because mine is waffles, personally.
Croissant French toast.
What?
Croissant French toast.
You love French toast?
Croissant French toast.
I don't know what that is.
It's a croissant you make in a French toast.
I've never had that.
Well, you should.
Will you make it for us?
Is it like airy, like croissants are?
Sometimes.
Because I think French toast is being like dense. And croissant, airy.
They French toast that shit down.
So it's flat.
Don't wink, I can see you. You only wink at me. You
okay,
don't wink
I
at
love
Harry.
A waffle too.
I love a waffle.
I love like
waffle.
like little squares.
Mm-hmm. I hate a waffle.
Little squares and really crispy.
Yeah, I don't like the big squares.
I think pancakes like can go fuck themselves. Pancakes are evil, evil people.
Okay, have you had the pancakes at Los Feliz? Or no, what's it called?
I don't know. What would it be called?
I have a question.
Alcove.
It's the Italian place on the top of Hillhurst.
Little Dom's.
Little Dom's.
John Hamm's Playground.
They had such good pancakes. And okay, like, and I get your point.
I'll try.
Pancakes are stupid.
They're dumb.
They are dumb.
They're they're furry.
The pancakes at Little Dom's, I was blown away.
Okay. Were they just regular? Or were they like lemon ricotta?
They had blueberry and maybe some ricotta.
Ooh.
And it's like a tangy, sweet.
Ricotta tastes like the snot of cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm. That's also cottage cheese, to be fair.
No.
Little snots.
No.
Little snots.
I love a hot fucking waffle with some butter and syrup, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's got crazy.
Love a
I wish
waffle.
Waffle houses were here.
Those motherfucking little square waffles at Waffle House, those are my favorite.
I'd be all over it.
Absolutely.
All the time.
Every day.
I thought you'd never been to the Midwest.
I've been to the South.
Southwest.
Oh.
Southwest. Southwest. The thing is that we should do trends that need to end now. You understand what this is?
This has got to stop.
This is our segment.
This has got
to
stop.
This has to end.
Sorry,
these are the trends that need to end. What?
That's good. I like that. Nothing. Let's go. That's from another podcast.
Oh, I'm going to kill myself then.
I was just going to ask about Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. It was also great. I got to meet my friend from the internet, Sam Shedler, who's so funny and wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I follow him.
I love him. Sulavu. I love him so much.
Sulavu.
Sulavu.
That's how you cook something in water, right?
That's right.
Yeah. It is, baby.
That's exactly how it is.
It's really fun.
I know how to cook meat.
Okay, daddy.
Isn't it crazy that is it sous vide?
Yeah.
It's like plastic. It's kind of gross.
You're boiling something in plastic for like so long.
It seems bad.
It's so gross.
But it sounds so fancy.
It's not. You know what I mean?
But sous vide sounds fancy, but it's like...
But it's not.
You gotta put a Ziploc bag in boiling water.
This is how you fool an American. You just call it French. You just call something French, and they're like...
French people have plastic.
That can't be good for you, can it?
No.
Did they invent it, sous vide?
They must have.
I thought the opener did. Sam sous vide.
Sam Sulavu. Did he do stand up?
He did do stand up. Oh, he was really funny. Yeah, he was funny. He was really funny.
He just like lives out there in Minneapolis.
He just does that. Yeah, that's where he's born.
That's where Prince is from, no?
I know, yeah.
Can I say something rude?
Yeah.
When a comedian's good and lives out there, I'm like, what are you doing?
He's only done it for 2 years, though.
Oh, but he's so good.
Well, that's cool.
He's so good.
He's just chilling.
He's just chilling for a bit.
That's fine.
I don't know. He might move. I don't know.
2 years. Time to move.
2 years, time to move?
No, I think that's fine. I don't know what the scene is like there. But just sometimes I'm like... What do you want?
Sometimes right.
Like, get serious.
3 years, time to move?
Depends on person. Depends on the year. COVID.
You're also just speaking generally. You're not speaking about this man.
Yeah, I just see people being so talented in the dark, and it pisses me off, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he has, like, a dog that he likes there.
Yeah, they don't like dogs in L.A.
He can't move.
No one is allowed to have a dog here. I've literally seen so many dogs.
Keep your dog over there. That's what I say.
We don't need
more dogs over here.
Trends and
Need Ends is our segment where we talk about stuff, different stuff. I'll go.
You know what I think of?
What?
It's that time you went, Trends and Need Ends, it's our segment. Because we say we have a lot, but we kind of have one.
It is our segment.
Some segments make it recurring.
It's our segment.
But for some reason, this is the one that's hardest for us to do.
Easy for me. I hate so much stuff. Let me tell you what I hate this week.
Okay.
Check this out, motherfuckers. Okay. Check this out, you goddamn assholes. Check this one out. Veggie burgers.
I love them.
That, no. Give me a sec. from the top back to one. Veggie burgers, when a veggie burger is on the menu, it's the same price as a regular burger. No, that should be at least $2 cheaper. Mm-hmm. What did you do? You smashed some quinoa into a patty like a fucking idiot? No, cheaper than meat. Fucking cows were alive in the pasture. Carrots were alive in the ground. It's different. It's cheaper.
Honestly, they're skipping the middleman. I'm exactly. eating what the cow would have eaten.
Literally. And you should profit from that.
That's the savings on to me.
You should profit from that, mm-hmm. and so should I. I like a veggie burger. I had a veggie burger in Dallas. It straight up tasted like farts, but notwithstanding.
Hey, why it cost so much?
This is a question. It's called the vegan tax, and it's a freaking scam and a scheme. Literally.
Why do they do that?
My only,
That's why quinoa is so expensive.
My only possible theory is that they have to buy them less in bulk.
Yes.
So it costs them more to have at all. But I still don't understand how an Impossible Burger costs more than meat most
Is it meat subsidies that keep the meat down?
100%.
100%.
And there's not subsidies for your...
There is, but not like... soy is so far removed from whatever subsidy. Of course, soy... Like, farming is, after guns, I think the number one lobby in... I said after guns, it's the number one. Otherwise known as number two.
After you take off the first six, then it's milk? The number one.
I goes like guns and farmers, and I don't know.
Okay.
But point being, at that point, you're just dealing with the private company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That processed a soybean. It's far from this. You are gulping that water.
Check this out.
Check this out.
Do you like it when I say check this out? Check this out. Do you think that it's kind of gross that Impossible Meat bleeds a little?
I'm not a fan.
I don't like that.
Okay,
personally,
I'm sorry.
And I wonder what vegetarians think about that, because as a meat eater, I'm also not a fan. That's scary science stuff.
It's just beet juice.
I know, but I don't like that they did it as a little performance in a way.
The thing is, people who eat meat prefer Impossible. People who don't prefer Beyond. And
correct.
That's just the two genders of the world.
Right. Actually, I prefer a fucking black bean burger, quite honest.
I don't know what the difference is.
They're just different
companies. Just brands.
Oh.
And you wouldn't, because you don't give a fuck about any of this shit.
I don't give a fuck. I use two beef patties for my burger.
That's my bread. The lettuce.
You got it. You understood.
Yeah, I did, baby.
Meat eaters.
Let's go. Nothing's looking snowflake.
Melt.
I'm just kidding. I'm eating less meat.
I have a question. You're meeting less.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay with me, baby.
Okay.
Anything you want.
What's your question?
Princess. What's your trend that got to end?
Oh, shit, you make me go first.
No, I just went. I went.
That's what happened to you? That was we always do it to you, and now you did it.
You were like, I just explained. I just was explaining it, but okay. Check this out. That's what check this out was, baby.
It just felt like such a natural conversation topic that I forgot.
Yeah, that's what, see, this is my skill set, being natural.
We all know I don't know what number two is. Get out of the chair. Don't be floating.
So you after Sammy, float. You're going first.
And after Hay, you're third, actually.
Thank you, Dylan. Thank you, Dylan. Okay, my chosen need to end is I tried to quit Amazon.
Mm.
I tried to quit Amazon. I've tried multiple times. First in 2020, I was like, I'm going to go to private sellers. I'm going to go to Etsy. I'm going to even Facebook fucking marketplace for my home goods, for my bullshit. Some of the shipping is still pretty fast. Some of you pick it up from the person, which is like, more work for you, but you get it maybe that day. Mm. Tell me why.
Why?
Every time.
Baby.
It still arrives in Amazon packaging.
Literally.
It's over. It's over. Amazon got us. The economy, cha-ching. It bought it on its freaking black card. Is that a rich person credit card?
Yes, it is. You
and
did
it makes
great.
Sense. Everyone has an Amazon storefront. And then as a small business owner, maybe it makes the most sense to just use that for all your processing.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is you can't quit Amazon. So I'm back on Prime. I'm watching.
No.
I'm watching a bunch of shows.
No.
I know they worked with ICE and I quit. I tried to quit, but they got my ass. They got my ass.
I really don't use Amazon very often, but I got a $300 gift card from my work and bought a printer.
Ooh.
That's actually pretty lit.
Were you printing?
Oh, I'm printing different stuff. I haven't gotten it yet.
Pornography?
Yeah, I'm printing out pornography pictures.
You drew
photographs. Yeah, my etchings.
Do you have it? My etchings. Do you put it like in a folder?
Yeah, I put it in a physical manila folder. And no, I wait for a girl to come over. And I go,
a three-ring binder.
Oh, yeah, I put it in a three-ring binder. I wait for one of my fucking lovers to come over, so and I show it to him.
I come see what I've printed out.
That's how I get my girls. I go, you want to see what I love when had printed out.
I printed out upstairs.
Why did you buy a printer?
Because I would like to own a printer.
Okay. What are you printing? Seriously.
I mean, my friend Sarah, she works for Marriott, and she gets me discounts and stuff, and there's, like, a paper I have to print for when I... And also size.
Marriott discount?
What kind of discounts?
Discounts for my hotel stays.
Oh, for traveling.
Yeah,
I gotcha. You're talking about free printing from Marriott.
You gotta print them. You gotta print the. They won't take it on the phone because
no, I had to email it to them. It was a whole thing. Mm. Yeah. So yeah, and I also got a big iced tea jug.
This is what I expect. Now this is what I fucking want for you. That's what I buy for you.
I know. Why haven't you? What the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, it was my idea for your workplace to give you the freaking $300.
No, but then
it was a DEI initiative. Spend it while you can.
DIE initiative. But I got it. I took it out of the package. It was all scuffed up and black on top, so I had to return it. They're sending me a new one.
Wait, the picture?
The picture. Oh. Not the printer. I haven't gotten the printer yet.
What the fuck?
The picture.
You got it on Amazon because of the gift card.
Exactly.
So you're going to fill that bad bitch up with tea and just go nuts?
Exactly, Philip. Yeah, baby. You know what I'm going to do? Check
tea
this out.
Tea is an HRT, right?
Check this out. Check this out, girls. You know I'm not misgendering you. I'm just being crazy. I'm sorry. Do you feel misgendered?
Same, it's fine. Oh.
Do you feel misgendered?
I'm literally laughing.
Okay, good. Check this out, ladies.
Yes,
Mr. Moneybags. I'm going to boil a shit ton of water. I'm going to pour it into the thing, and I'm going to put some tea bags in it.
You're going to make tea.
And then I'm going to... And baby doll, check this out.
Sugar?
No.
No sugar.
I'm just going to put it in the fridge.
Straight in.
And then it's going to be ice the next day.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, baby.
Don't boil the water.
Oh, yeah. I should just cold brew you.
Yeah. Why? Yeah, why... Bro is boiling a fucking cauldron of water for no reason.
Like a big old dumbass turning himself. Ow, ow, ow.
So I imagine you drinking it right out of the pitcher. Is that happening?
I'm going to put it in a cup.
You're gulping it down for froggy style.
Put it in a cup. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. Send me a picture of your cup. Yeah, right, bitch.
Do you like that?
You want me to send you my etchings?
No.
I'm so curious because this is something I would never do.
What, buy a pitcher?
No, just like be an iced tea crazy person.
I don't think it's that crazy to drink iced tea. I don't drink coffee, so I drink
iced
tea.
We haven't talked about anything this
interesting
episode. Do you know what I mean? Nothing has happened.
I think we've explored a lot of topics. Perfect.
I think that's fine. I just needed to say
Can I ask a question? So you cool it down in the fridge.
Yes.
And do you pour in a glass with like ice?
Yeah, correct.
And you're just like, yum, good morning.
I do feel... You are patronizing me.
No. I never drink iced tea.
Oh, really? Yeah. So what I usually do is I buy the Tejava bottles and I just put that over ice in a cup. But
what kind of tea do you put in?
Oh, I'm gonna make like black tea or green tea.
And do you mix them or
tea
just
tea? That's cold. No, Dylan. Dylan.
No, it's one type of tea. I'm not gonna mix
Dylan.
The
hold
teas
my hand.
Together.
Can you look at me? Have you had tea?
Yeah.
Was it hot?
It was very hot.
You okay. Just pour that over ice, babe.
You're going to have tea one day and it's going to be cold.
You're going to come over to my house.
Oh, you know what's crazy though?
What?
I love kombucha. That's like iced tea almost, right?
It's
iced
grosser.
Tea that's rotted and more expensive.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. Well, you can come over for my rotted teas and my etchings.
And no sugar. It's just...
No sugar. Mm. Straight out the...
I mean, people do put sugar.
That's delicious.
Okay.
Try an Arnold Palmer. You sit my Arnold Palmer today at the diner.
I didn't feel anything.
Well, baby dolls.
Maybe it wasn't done right.
Uh-huh. I got a question for you, Dylan.
Me?
Okay. You got a trend that needs to end?
I had to think of something. I don't have anything on my brain.
Well,
let me think.
What don't you like in this world? Mm. Big or small? Mm. Funnier if it's small.
Mm.
But whatever you want.
You're like, RFK Jr. shouldn't have his job.
I don't want to get political.
Oh!
Get
political.
Like,
Mike, do you have a trends you need to end?
Doing my taxes right now.
That is also a lobbyist. I don't know the ranking, how far first it is after the others.
Or healthcare, too. That's big.
Healthcare is huge. But no, the T on taxes is TurboTax and like companies continue to lobby for it to stay the confusing way it is so that their services remain in demand.
Correct.
Even though... you know, just don't take my money if you want it back.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, go off, queen.
Okay, this has got to end.
The podcast?
Okay, this has got to end. I think, okay, when people get upset about menial tasks that they have to do every day.
Mm. Okay, like what?
Like washing the dishes.
Oh.
Like making your bed. Like taking a shower.
Gotcha.
That's the stuff of life to me. I love it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh. It's good. It's good for you. It's good for you to do the dishes by hand.
You also don't have to make your bed.
No, but it's good. It's good for you, though.
Why?
Because it's a ritual and it's physical.
Those are two of the worst things you could have said to me.
It's so good. Oh, no, I love it.
No, I do make my bed before I go on dates because if it goes bad and then I go back to the date and then now I get different. To go to fresh
little,
bed.
You got a little sweaty stink fresh pot. Bed. Yeah, no, I Sammy, think it's good. I think pot. It's good. Oh, it's like meditation to me.
Mm. You know? I hate making my bed.
I think routines are important. I know what you mean, the stuff of
life. People
complain.
They're like, oh, I hate washing the dishes. Like, I don't want to make my bed. Like, oh, like, I got to take another shower. Like, you know,
I love to take a shower.
I love taking a shower, too.
Love taking a shower.
Brushing your teeth.
I love brushing
my teeth.
This is like little kid shit.
That's but people complain
people
about
adults?
It.
Adults?
Yes. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to brush my teeth again. I got
to
floss.
Who do you speak to?
I think it's like a general thing in the world.
Yeah, people complain about this.
People complain about washing the dishes constantly. No?
Dishes, sure, because it's a chore. I think play to your strengths. I hate laundry. I can't do
laundry.
I love laundry.
Even laundry.
I know I had an ex who did laundry.
I hate how like time consuming laundry is. Like it takes hours, but I think it's still good.
I love that perspective.
You're such a bright light.
You're really
to me.
You're really like neuro. I'm not gonna say typical, but you are healthy.
because
the difference between you.
Here's the thing.
I just
go around my day like my phone is like about right here. Right. You know, and I'm just like the information just like flowing in, and I'm like comatose. Okay. It's just fucking flowing in.
So you want to experience life by doing a dish.
Yeah,
like, if I do, and
I'm like, you know what? I gotta do the dishes. I put the phone down. I'm like in the world again. I'm like my body. I'm like doing shit.
Wow, it's like meditation.
It feels so good.
It is good to be in your body and not looking at the internet.
You just like chores because it gets you off your phone.
A little, no, but it's also,
I think
it's also physical.
Well, that's a part of being off
a
your phone.
But you could be, you know, I could just be comatose, put the phone down. But it's like, oh no, I gotta get up. I gotta do something. It's
nice. I'm happy that it works for you, and you always maintain a beautiful space. Every you've lived is pretty like immaculate.
Immaculate.
But we've done.
I think it's good. That's no? Good. Okay. I think no, vacuuming. I vacuuming too. Vacuuming good.
Vacuuming's fun.
And I've like, I'm so old and I've done it so many times and I'm like just doing it again. And I'm like, it's good.
It's very satisfying.
I'm like, this is it. I'm doing it again. I'll do it forever. You know what I mean?
That's in giving me a little existential
dread. And it's like, I'm not thinking.
You right. only have so many constants.
I just, you know, my hands are hot. I'm doing the dishes. It's great.
I do like the hot hands of the dishes. Yeah. I did cut my thumb cleaning a dish today.
Mm-hmm. Thumbs up.
Let's be honest about what dish it was.
It was a, say it with me, butter knife. Butter knife. Which is humiliating. That is the most humiliating thing to get cut by.
How do you make sense, though?
What? It just slipped.
You can really bend your thumb back. It's nice.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
I've been yawning. Do we have a yawn count for how many times I've yawned?
17.
That feels correct.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't counting, but I would have to.
Okay, wait. I'm not finished, though. Do you think people complain about those kind of things?
I think
people complain about
correct.
The day-to-day like things.
I do.
Maybe I'm not listening.
I think it's not a conversation people have, but I think like online and stuff. People one thing I hear is people like, I gotta feed myself like every day.
To me, I just read that as a very specific type of depression that I have had, but usually don't.
Yeah.
I've had like really, when I'm very upset, it sits in my tummy. But for the most part, I overeat emotionally. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cooking's good.
It's crazy.
I love being physical. Mm-hmm. I'm a Taurus.
Oh my God.
Okay. Sensuality.
Sensuality.
I'm in here.
Yeah, you are.
I'm in this bitch.
You're in that body.
I'm in this fucking
You're
bitch.
In that bitch, bitch.
I love it.
Let her cook in her body.
Let her cook in her body.
Let me cook.
All right. Did we do it?
Are there anything else you guys want to talk about?
Thank you for being on our podcast and the last minute. And thank you for, I don't know, calling the cops on Jeff Dean. And
I love calling the cops. Any chance I can get to call the cops, I'm calling them.
You can come on this podcast any day of the week, anytime, even if we're not recording. We just love you so much.
You can just run it without us.
Yeah, honestly, you can be that so valid.
You don't need us.
You don't need us.
We're not already done?
Yeah, we're done.
Do you have anything else?
Do you have anything else to say?
Do you,
okay, girl.
Do you take your phone to bed?
Yeah.
Do you want to stop?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to. I want to text my friends from bed.
Do you think it makes sleeping harder?
No.
It makes sleeping possible.
Possible? Yeah.
Oh, because you got to look at Monk.
Isn't here as like taking up as much space in my vision as a big screen TV playing Monk on Peacock because they took it off Netflix. Ooh. Then I don't want it.
I was thinking about getting an alarm clock so I can put my phone in the other room.
You are really on one.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
I feel like I've had this discussion with multiple trans women.
Really?
Yes. My friend Mary Jane also has an alarm clock. Yeah. I think this is just a you people thing.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Trans women love... Don't let freaking Elon know trans women love alarm clocks.
I feel like trans women want like a Nintendo Switch in bed, you know?
That too.
I don't want that.
I think there are two genders of trans women. Alarm clocks and Nintendo Switch in bed.
No way, that's true. An alarm clock bitches are tough.
They want like the Animal Crossing
Switch.
Yeah, that's also true.
Nintendo Switch.
I have an alarm clock.
Are you trans?
Ass bitch.
What? Yeah, but, where do you put your phone?
Yeah, but I know you're playing Game Pigeon at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Do you put your phone in a different room when you sleep?
So bad.
I just have an alarm clock because I like the metal.
The metal?
How does it feel? Because it has the physical bell.
Oh, like a
oh, like in Home Alone.
You got the honk shoe type of alarm clock.
That's so honk shoe core.
Yeah, you got a little candle on a dish.
You have a big hat. Sleepy cap.
You're like, I better just wind up my alarm.
Do you really wind up your alarm? Why is the clock wet? Does it help you wake up in the morning in a better way? Do you feel it?
There's really a little hammer that dings two bells.
Yeah, that's like the classic. Google any cartoon or real life.
No, I know.
Google any cartoon or real life.
I've never seen it.
Real life alarm clock with the hammer on it.
I've never seen it in real life. Have you?
Yes.
Let's go to Alex's. I have.
Yeah, go to Alex's. Let's
I love that. Is it digital? No, it's
like
traditional.
This.
May I ask why you made this choice?
I originally got it so that I would not look at my phone. So that I would put my phone
so
away.
It helps you
focus on your phone better. You don't have to worry about the clock.
Yeah.
Well,
what are you doing in bed?
Also, I think there was a moment where I was worried my phone was going to die and I had to be up early for work or something.
I
no longer have to be up early for
that's
anything.
Fair. So. Gives Alex a job.
Do you have a job right now? What's going on?
No, just this.
You seem real capable.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, extremely capable. They're a Capricorn.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
If anyone wants to hire a Capricorn, just make it work on our schedule. Yeah. But they're available.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Are you done?
I guess. I just love talking. I wish we could talk all night.
We can. Just
let's
not.
Let's go to the bar.
Oh, but it's recorded. It's fun. Make a little
not
clip.
Worth it unless it's for content.
Did you like bugs when you were a kid?
I love them. I raised ladybugs. I made them have sex.
You made them?
Well, I set up. I set it up.
How'd that work?
I matched.
You like you'd grab two and be like kiss?
No, I just put them in a jar and they do their thing.
Let it go.
It's 1:20,
and it's not even Jeff.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. That's so valid. You guys are horrible.
You just left, and I just laughed.